So hello, my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and we've combined with American University, and we're out in the community speaking to the residents about how the COVID has affected them. Can I get your first name?
I'm Carolyn.
Carolyn, nice to meet you. So how has the pandemic affected you and your family?
Mostly it's doctor's appointments. I'm just coming from one, and they're booked up completely, and they do like something called same-day appointments, and if there's nothing there, then basically you have to wait until something becomes available. So that is really just put a hold on everything. And that's what us personally, because I have small children, they get sick. So it's not like, oh yeah, we have time to wait weeks on end to go see a doctor. No, we have to leave out of our community and then search other places for a doctor. And that's not always an option.
Okay. But has it been anything good during the pandemic?
I've read more, to be honest, but as far as like society wise, no, nothing I can say honestly good has happened with COVID.
Okay. And can you use one word to describe COVID?
Ooh. Just one. Enlightening.
Enlightening?
Enlightening.
Okay. And is there something that you hope will change once the COVID is over with for you or your family or the community or just the whole world in general?
Yes. There is so much to say about that. One thing I do hope that actually changes is just the restrictions with masks. I hope that people do get vaccinated because it is the right thing to do. I mean, it's just like the flu shot. So it's not like they're actually killing us and things like that. I do hope that by the end of this, more people are vaccinated. More people are aware that this vaccination is meant to help, not harm. And a lot of people are skeptical because of the whole, we as blacks are always used as experiments with testing out vaccines and stuff, even with syphilis in the, 1900s, things like that. So, I mean, I just hope more people become aware and start getting vaccinated.
Okay. And so where do you get your information that you trust?
Honestly, a lot of social media sites. Like YouTube influencers, because they'll go get the shot or like the COVID shot for me. A YouTuber went and got it first, and then they did like a days on end, like a week of how they felt with the shot. And I was like, okay, I can trust this person.
Okay.
It's someone you can relate to. You know, they're in the same age group. They are family. They have.
And, I mean, just for everything.
Yeah. So basically, yeah.
Okay. And how are you navigating your food? Have you had any issues with food during the pandemic?
No, I get food stamps, so yeah, it hasn't really been an issue or drop in that.
Okay.
But everything has been consistent, to be honest. That's the one thing that has been consistent. But yeah, that's the one thing that has been consistent, to be honest. But as far as price, as far as the prices of food, that is ridiculous. Everything is going up. I mean, from the only thing that can honestly say has remained the same is maybe the price of vegetables. Maybe. I mean, we do buy them, but it's one of those things that it increases by the cent. We're used to that. The vegetables increase by the cent. Meat has increased by $1 to $2 to $3 even. It's just ridiculous of the inflation that's going on right now due to COVID.
Absolutely. So do you shop at this corner store here?
No.
You don't? Do you shop at any of the corner stores?
No, they're way too expensive.
Okay, so you shop at the grocery stores?
Yes.
Like the Sacred and John. So their vegetables and fruits and vegetables, they are good to you?
No. Their vegetable selection really is horrible. So okay. I go to Whole Foods on 8th Street.
Okay.
Or to the Giant on 8th Street, because it's just, it's a class thing. If you really think about it, like, I'm not gonna lie, the ghettos or the hoods or however they want to justify the naming of what we live in, they don't give you the freshest produce. They give you basically soft apples, which who wants a soft apple? Or they'll give you food that expires in a matter of days. You put it in the refrigerator, you come back within 3-4 days and it's gone. It's just a waste of money. And you get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm going to skip over the vegetables and just go do this, that, and the other. And you get tired of leaving out of your community, having to travel all the way uptown or wherever you're going to travel to get fresh produce. And it's just sad.
Okay. And so do you know, did you know of some of the programs that's out to help, like Martha's Table,
yes.
Bread for the City and things like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about WIC? Do you know about the WIC?
Yes.
Do you use WIC?
Yeah, no, to be honest, I was, but is always an issue, especially because the Mary Center uptown, that's the one I had to go through. See the problem? You got to go all the way uptown. Okay. But I live in Northeast, but I went all the way up Northwest to go to Mary Center, right? So signed up there, and it's, I don't know what's going on with them sending the checks, but I haven't gotten checks in a while. I call them, and they say, okay, they're in the mail. We're going to resend them. They never resend them. So it's just the point of, okay, so you get food stamps. You have to just make it work with the food stamps. So that's what we do, make it work.
Wow. Okay.
We're definitely gonna become vegetarians after this.
And how do you think the government, or you know, the government in itself did throughout the pandemic? How do you think they managed everything?
I think they could have been more proactive than reactive, because they knew about this long before it actually hit, or long before the shutdown. I believe they knew about this, and it just was a, we're gonna cover it up, we're gonna hold it off, we're gonna see what happens. So I believe it was all a conspiracy, to be honest, and just giving people money did not work, because now we have inflation. Like, everything has went up because you were giving out this money, this bonuses, these so-called advantages that you want to say, and we haven't had inflation like this since what, the Great Depression, I think, is what, the right time? Yeah, around that time. Yeah. So yeah, we're going backwards. I mean, that's what society is doing right now, just going backwards, because they want to just give, and then it's no way to actually fix this, to be honest. You can't cut money, because then that's going to stop inflation, but the cost of living is still there. So at this point, you're at a standstill.
Okay, and you did speak on this a little earlier, but what is your take on the vaccine?
I got one dose, but I didn't do too good with it. The pain in the body. I mean, I'm a parent, and when I can't be a parent, that's a problem. So I got one dose of the Pfizer, but if I wanted to, I can get the second dose, but that would have to be like down the line, because they basically, even in Unity, so they basically informed me that I could get the second dose, and I would have to start the treatment over again. It's just the, yeah, that's what I said. I said, really? So they said I could get the second dose and then just get my card and go from there, but I don't think I'm gonna do it, only because I have to be a parent. I can't sit and be like, oh yeah, I don't feel good, you know what I mean? Because that, it just didn't work well with me. I didn't die, but it just didn't work well with me.
Okay, so is there anything that else that that I didn't cover that you would like to speak on?
Medical, food. I kind of feel like the violence in the neighborhood has gotten worse with during COVID, to be honest. I don't know if it's me or whatever it is, because I live on Division Avenue, and I see more police cars than I've ever seen in my life. I mean, granted, I've only been there for a year.
Okay.
But it started off with maybe one or two doing a patrol, nothing special. But now it's like you can see seven just sitting around, and they're all in trucks. They're all just suited up, suited and booted. It's not even like they're just driving around, just gloves off, just doing their job. They're ready for something to happen. And it's just sad that you can't send your kids out to just play on a playground or do something like that. You have to go, again, out of your neighborhood into, I'm not gonna lie, a predominantly white or Hispanic neighborhood for your kids to really play outside. Or you, yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I don't have a car, so, and truth be told, look at this traffic. I'm not about to guess one. I'm not gonna spend my life in traffic. That's the one thing I'm not gonna do. I spend enough time on a bus. But it's just, and there needs to be a better plan than just more cops, because more cops equals more violence, because you're going to find a way around the cops, and your way around the cops might be playgrounds, just sitting there or something like that. So it just takes away from the community in a way. I guess COVID has led to a lot of drug use. I mean, hey, if I was going to use a drug, definitely COVID would be the time to use it. But it's just sad, because my, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just sad that Washingtonians get pushed out because of all these issues, because after a while, me personally, I do plan on leaving D.C. within the next 3 years. I have two boys, a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. I cannot raise my kids in D.C. I need a suburban area. I mean, we see what it does to young males. So it's just sad.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Let's talk for 10 minutes.
That's okay. Would you like to take a picture at the truck? Or no?
It's going to be posted somewhere.
Well, they're going to...
I use the voice. I just look a mess.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. That's okay.
You know,
that's
when you look a mess, you
that's
can't
okay.
be a mess.
That's fine. I appreciate it. She doesn't want to take a picture.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.